On a daily basis, my family stresses me a lot. They have a lot of daily family dramas. Every episode makes my brain go banana, and I seriously can't do anything about this. So I ignore them and their opinions sometimes. Hey, cheerful people, this is Weekend Cheer On. My name is Ade, and on today's episode of Weekend Cheer On, I'll be sharing people's opinions on a question I asked at the beginning of this week. And the question is, what part of your daily life causes you stress, and what can you do to change that? This question, for some people, they'll have to think about it and then, before they could answer. But for me, my answer is just so straightforward. And what I can do about it, everything is just so straightforward. But before I tell you about my own answer, I would like to share other people's opinions. So let's listen to other people's opinions.
Hello, my name is Chigozie. I'm from Nigeria. Okay, for me, the part of my day that causes stress for me is when I have to go over to my friend's place just to see and rest. She'll start asking me to assist her in maybe blending tomatoes and slicing or dicing the onion, or maybe the pepper. She asked me to, you know, blend the pepper. I think for me, that's one part of my day that somehow is stressful to me. I think what I can do to change that is, well, no, nothing, because I enjoy going over to her place. Thank you.
Wow, that is what I call enjoyable stress. He enjoys it. All right, let's hear from another person.
Hi, my name is Aishwarya and I'm from India. And the daily activities that cause me stress, obviously work being a major stress cause. Waking up late, I have to join morning calls and continue with work. In between that, performing my daily activities or daily chores is difficult. And as I already mentioned, I wake up late and sleep late. So obvious solution is I have to wake up early, like around 7 a.m. and sleep early, around 12 a.m. But I have been not able to do it.
All right, thank you, Aishu. Thank you very much for taking your time. And I think you already found an obvious solution. And the best way is to create a schedule or schedule that you can actually follow step by step until you actually reach your goal. Thank you very much. Let's hear from somebody else.
Hello, good morning, Ade. It's recent. So the question of this week is, what part of your daily life causes you stress, and what can you do to change that? So mine is school. It's not like, I know that if I say school now, people think like I'm busy, and like, but it's trying to meet up with the lectures and the reading. It's just all about school, because some lectures will be like, okay, you're going to print this thing, photocopy this thing, submit it by 9, this one, that one. So, like, majorly, no school. Like, the stress is too much to attending lectures, photocopying this practical work. There's no time to rest. Like, there's no time. So, I don't see school.
Vincent, I totally agree with you. Like, seriously. School, like, it's exact same thing for me. The part of my daily life that causes me stress is nothing else but school. Like, it's just so frustrating and stressful. Like, some days I go to school and I end up like feeling like crying. Like, there's this day I walked back to school because I was having class by 4 and I had a break for like 3 hours. And then I walked back to school like 45 or 30 minutes walk, only for me to get back to school and then class was cancelled. seriously. I could have just stayed home and maybe read or even take a nap and do something else. But I walked back to school. And then rain started. Seriously. It was so frustrating. But there's nothing I can do about it. What if I didn't go? I did not go. And then class held. It's my loss. So there's nothing I can do about it. Like, about that school stuff, there's nothing to do about it because I'm not like in a high position that I can control things. So I just have to live with it. You see, stress can be unavoidable, but our response to stress is what actually matters. The way we manage our stress is what actually matters. There are some stress that feels and look like they cannot be managed, like regardless of how unmanageable the stress may be, removed. Like in the middle of difficulties, you can actually find opportunities. Like, seriously, like let's say for me on that day that it actually later rained, like it was actually good. I felt good walking under the rain. Yeah. And also, it's something that I learned, that God will not give you anything you can't handle. So, don't stress. There's some things that most of us stress, like, we stress on, that does not even require to be stressed on. I don't know if my English is making sense, but there's some things that we don't have to worry about that we worry about sometimes. So at some point in time, we should just learn to manage our stress. Like, there's a podcast on how to manage stress, and some of the ways you can manage stress is to slow down, chill, take a chill pill and slow down. Everything's gonna be fine. Let things work themselves out, or you talk to people, or actually you can exercise. Even good food also reduces stress. Alright, that is it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and maybe learned something, a few things. And please remember to always check up on your friend, because your eye, hello, how are you doing, actually be saving their lives. And happy weekend. Happy Friday. I hope you have a nice weekend. Bye. See you next week.